don't know what she was thinking. That place was terrible. Ugh. It's not gonna last. No way. Ugh. I mean, I know it can go either way with new restaurants, but jeez. Ugh, right? Not going back there again. But it doesn't matter now. Because we're home. And I can't wait to get fucked by my boyfriend.
What? You want to talk?
Oh, sweetie, this is a kind of a bad time, if you know what I mean.
You really want to talk? All right, fine. You have been weird all night. I figured it was just your exams coming up, but let's talk. Wait. You want to break up with me? Oh, stop joking, sweetie. Wait, you're serious? You actually want to break up with me? Sweetie. We've been through this before. You know, I get pissed when I don't get what I want, especially if I'm horny. So you better have a damn good reason to break up with me, especially right before fucking. And you're forgetting an important fact. Your cage is still on. Oh my God, are you so fucking used to it? Am I gonna have to get you a new one? Oh, gosh. Oh, you idiot. Oh, and you know, this thing might not be able to castrate you, but I still hold the key, and I can put you in permanent chastity at any moment. That's right, I can toss the key off a cliff, melt it down, recycle it, you name it. It's completely in my power to permanently inhibit your ability to have an orgasm. You wouldn't even be able to jerk off for the rest of your life. So let me remind you of something. Your cock is mine. You don't get to decide when we break up. I do. And I don't see us breaking up anytime soon. Oh my goodness, sweetie. I can't believe you tried to break up with me before I let you out of your cage. You really need to work on your timing. Oh, however, now that we have established some boundaries, I do believe that healthy communication is key to any successful relationship, so I want to hear why you want to break up. I know dinner was bad. I too was disappointed in the meal. But it's one fucking night. We don't have to go back there. It's not it. Is it school? Too much relationship studies. I know you're not really used to that. No? Is it the sex? I know it's not the sex. It's been mind-blowing for me, so I can only imagine how mind-blowing it's been for you. It's not it either. What, are you tired of being a sub? But you're so good at it, sweetie. Still my perfect little slave. And you tried being a dom, and we all saw how that turned out. So what is it? Is it someone else?
It is! Oh, you're not saying anything, but you're blushing! It's written all over your fucking face!
Oh my god, you are such a terrible liar! Yes, you are. You are a terrible liar. You've always been. And you really, really cannot lie to me. Your face is a fucking open book and I can read every single word. Look at you. Another woman, huh? So, who is she? Tell me about her.
No.
You don't want to tell me about her? Just, oh, sorry, mistress. I'm going to dump you right before I fuck you and then go run off with somebody else and I'm not even going to tell you who she is.
You know me a lot better than that.
Who is she? Tell me who she is. Now! Oh. Your cock is starting to throb a little bit. What if I just slip this thing off? Ah, oh, yeah. Now seems like a perfect time. See, now would be the time to start a fight with me. So, what's your name? Where'd you meet her? What does she look like? Hard as a rock already. That's all it took. See what I mean when I say I can read you like a book? So, here's what we're gonna do. Why don't I give you a little stroke, huh? And try and guess who the lucky lady is. Oh, you like that, yeah? Yeah. You still like me to stroke your cock? Yeah. That hasn't gotten old, has it? That hasn't gotten disappointing? Ordinary? Boring? No, it hasn't. I can tell it hasn't. You still fucking love it, yeah. Oh, well, I know it's not Sophie. She knows I'd fucking kill her. Is it your chem professor? No. I figured she played for the other team. Exclusively speaking. A little bit of pre-cum already. Why don't I look it out for you, huh? Oh, he likes it. I know who it is. Yeah. It's your study partner, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, the cute little brunette with the ponytail. Oh, corn-fed little hick. Even more so than you are. I didn't even think that was possible. Gosh. Nope, hands off. I'm stopping now. Oh, don't you dare complain to me. Oh. I had a feeling about her.
Ugh, what's her name? Jenny?
Oh, oh my gosh.
Jenny from the fucking library.
Oh, I can't believe I still let you go there. I guess that's what I get. Oh, am I mad? Oh, God, no, sweetie. You know, I think it's kind of cute that you're still innocent enough to be attracted to a girl next door type. Plus, to be perfectly honest, I'm intrigued. By the thought of you going out with another woman. Especially with your cock locked up the whole time. I mean, I guess it's only fair since I fuck other people too, after all. Hey, who knows? Maybe she's as kinky as I am. Think she'd want to join us sometime? So, when are you two going out? You have asked her out, right? No. Have you even asked for her number? Oh, sweetie. Even after all you've been through, you're still too shy to tell a girl you like her? Oh my gosh, this relationship just keeps getting better and better. Not only am I your slave master, I get to be your dating coach. But before I give you any advice on what to do or what to say, I have to subject you to some punishment, of course. Trying to break up with me right before we fuck. With your fucking cage still on. Oh boy. Let's see. What should it be? Ooh! How about nipple clamps to start, huh? Yeah? You still like these, don't you? Oh, yeah, you do. What? Oh, it hurts. Yeah, it hurts. I know it hurts. What if I squeeze just a little bit tighter? A little bit tighter. Oh, yeah. You still make the same face you made the first time. I love it. Oh, the other nipple? Yeah. Oh, let me see. Oh, I know. Let's do something we haven't done yet. You do need to be punished after all, so why don't you come right here and lay across my lap? Did your mom ever do this to you? Oh, I bet not. No, of course not. Hippy-dippy rich parents, they'd never hit their kid. Lay over my fucking lap. Yeah, good boy. Oh, favorite nice round little ass. It's a tight little asshole. Oh, not as tight as it used to be, huh? Yeah. Oh. How do you like that, huh? Yeah. Oh. Huh. Do you ever think about fucking her when you're with me? Ah. No, I bet you don't. I don't care who she is, she wouldn't do this to you. She wouldn't do this for you. She wouldn't make you feel alive like I feel. And she wouldn't know how to punish you when you fuck up! No! What's that now? What did you say? Can we do that thing? What's that thing? No, I don't know. I need you to say it. What's that thing? Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. But I need you to ask me. No. I don't need you to ask me. I need you to fucking beg me. Say it. Say, please, mistress, I want you to fuck me in the ass. I need you to fuck me in the ass. Beg. Well, maybe I'll give you what you want, huh? Kiss me. Yeah. You still love me, don't you? I know. Oh gosh, your fucking face when I put this on. Christmas morning. Oh, there we go. Still looks pretty on me, doesn't it? Does it bring back memories, make y'all nostalgic? Alrighty. Suck on it a little for me. Oh yeah, I'll take it all the way back. Yeah. Right to the back of your throat. Gag on it? Oh, I never get tired of that. Never. Ooh. fuck. Alright, turn around, bend over. Oh, jeez. Oh, you're still just as tight as you were on the day we met. I get to come though. Yeah, I do. In fact, I'm gonna touch yourself. I'm gonna touch myself. Yeah, me all loopy. I'm gonna touch myself and press the heel of my shoe into your balls. How about that? Yeah. I knew I wore my new heels for a reason. Yeah. Oh, hands at your sides. Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Does it hurt? Yeah, I bet it hurts in a really new and unique way, huh? Oh, yeah. Fuck, you're so hot. Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Yeah. Oh. Oh, I'm not gonna be long for this world, but I'm gonna enjoy it. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah, it hurts. You're being so fucking brave. Oh, did it hurt your ass when I stuck my dick inside you? Yeah? After all that spanking, I bet you were still sore. Oh, it didn't hurt as bad as this, though. Oh, no, it did not. Oh, fuck, yes! Off my hand like a good boy. Ah, good boy. Good little slave. I don't think you get to sleep over tonight after all this. I think you're better off back at school. But now do you see why honesty is the best policy? Now, I want you to go. Grow a pair and ask her out on a fucking date. And tell her I can't wait to meet her. Alrighty. You know I love you, don't you? You know you're my good boy. You know that nobody's ever gonna come between us, right? You don't want anybody to come between us, do you? That's right. Kiss me. And remember, this pathetic, weak, enslaved, tender, beautiful. To me, and it always will. You understand me? Good. Bye now, sweetie. I love you.